Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you may, as always, take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. With you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Adamo.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com to enjoy the features waiting for you on the website. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Great way for you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners is right there. You get to vote on what's there on the front page. Vote it up if you like it. Vote it down if you don't. You can even submit things there as well. Coming up this week is going to be a historic week, and it may end up being more than a week. Who knows how long the trial of Ross Ulbricht is going to take. I haven't heard any estimates on this. So.
I bet you it'll take, definitely weeks, if not better than a month, you know.
There's a good chance of that. I certainly expect that it'll be at least, like you said, a week or two at the minimum.
Yeah. Weighing on a lot of, because they have a lot of questions or, like, what witnesses can be. I'm sure we'll get into some
I imagine there's going to be a lot of technical discussion as well, because, you know, Ross Ulbricht, if you're new to the show, you may not have heard the name before. He is the man who's accused of running the Silk Road, which is an underground kind of drug marketplace, more of a black marketplace.
Well, it was a website, right? It was a website that he built and then other folks.
Dread Pirate Roberts built it. We don't know if Ross Ulbricht is Dread Pirate Roberts. That's what the state is going to be trying to prove.
Yeah, or if he's one of many of them, right?
Yes.
There's maybe several. But it's a website to have voluntary interactions or exchanges with for goods, services, and a number of other things. And so Ross may or may not have created it, but he and also may or may not have been running it at the time of his arrest, right? And that's what he's on trial for.
So they're basically coming at him as though he's a drug kingpin.
Right.
You know, as though he's the equivalent to Pablo Escobar for the, you know, the internet age.
Right. Don Corleone in the movie The Godfather.
Right. And even though he has not been charged federally with any murder for hire plots, they're going to allege during his trial. This is one of the motions that was granted before the trial started by the judge, who's basically seems like she's on the prosecution side pretty obviously.
Well, that should have been obvious.
She's not even trying to hide, you know, the fact that she's totally biased. They're going to allow the prosecution to bring up the allegations that Ross hired hitmen to take out some of his competitors, not competitors, but like people who were going to snitch on him and things like that.
Right, out him publicly or something, that claim. But who are essentially trying to extort him, blackmail him.
Yeah, well, there was that, and there was a few different instances.
If the story that they're claiming is true, they were the individuals are creating blackmail, and he was trying to solve it with murder for hire, right?
That's the allegation, and we have no idea if it's true because he's yet to be charged, you know, federally. I've heard rumors there's a charge in Maryland about that, but I still am not sure what the status of that is. But either way, they're going to be allowed to bring up claims about him.
Right, with no evidence.
With no evidence, with no
character smashing.
Right, that he actually did this. And this is one of the things they did when they first busted him after the Silk Road got raided. When the Silk Road got raided and he got arrested, they started trotting out these stories about how he was, you know, this murder for hire guy.
Playing him in the media.
And then the idea there was to blackball, or was to sort of give him a black eye, if you will, because previously Dread Pirate Roberts and Ross Ulbricht, whether they're one and the same or not, has yet to be proven. But previously, the both of them had been very ardent libertarians. And, you know, Dread Pirate Roberts had on his website, The Silk Road, he had like a book reading club where he would recommend libertarian nonfiction and things like that to people. So presumably, this guy believed in the non-aggression principle and that, you know, maybe the idea being that, well, Dread Pirate Roberts, from his principles, probably wouldn't have been doing murders for hire. But the feds want to make it look like he was, so people won't be as likely to support him. There were a lot of people who would have been behind him in this case, but then they heard that he was, you know, behind killing people, even though there's no proof, and that was enough for people to think twice about getting behind his case.
Yeah.
I think they did a good job of dragging him through the mud.
They definitely smeared him with some black paint there, as they like to do in many, you know, other cases. You see in Ruby Ridge and Waco, you know, they bring up firearms or children, you know, these very touchy sure. subjects with a lot of people that will instantly divide any group, most likely in half, if not, you know, further, more divided sections. But it's interesting that you bring this up, because I had a few conversations with some of my friends about this, and, you know, I thought myself, like, well, what if they would ever say this about a friend of mine? You know, and I would think that I can't believe anything the government says, ever. Like, I don't know why this still works. Why does this tactic work?
That's
still?
What I thought, Ademo, when I first read, because I read the indictment when they indicted him, and it was a long, you know,
I forget
how many damn pages it was, but, you know, I skimmed through / read the entire thing. And that was the first thing I thought, was the feds are liars. They're going to lie about
this
guy. I
want someone to call in and tell us why they would think this way, because, like, why they would buy this. Because, like, even if the government tells me, and they're like, without, like, third-party, like, objective truth, a video or something like that that was, like, shot by somebody else, like, I can't believe everything they say. And, like,
right.
the whole indictment, and you say you're right, like, you, even if it's 10% truth, 90% truth, I don't know, like, you can't believe everything they say, and how could you, you know, withdraw your support of a guy who maybe, like, at least if I was Ross's friend, I would assume that even if I didn't agree with these actions, I would be like, well, 90, like, you know, everything else is good. Like, I don't know, I would never, you know, withdraw support over some allegations from the state.
Well, you and I may be unusual, Ademo. I don't know. I don't know how many people withdrew support, but I know it worked, right? Like, that
sure.
was a tactic that they used for that reason. And so now they're going to do the same thing in front of the jury, where they're going to get to trot out all these allegations about murder for hire, which they only have allegedly because they broke into the server. Who's to say the feds didn't plant that information there? I mean, how can they prove that it was Russ? Even if there are emails with somebody, you know, on the other end who is a federal agent claiming to be the hitman or whatever, even if they have emails coming from Dread Pirate Roberts' account, how can we verify that they're being honest about that?
You can't. I mean, you don't. And like you said, this just could be a smear campaign. I mean, they're going to get a jury that's already basically selected by the state. I'm sure I don't know what the jury selection process is in federal court, but I know that all the people that you select from come from the state. You know, the state summons
probably
them
from
to their building.
Probably from IRS tax returns.
I've also heard
that
it comes from voter registrations in some states.
Do the Fed? No, this is federal.
Oh,
right?
You're
so
right.
Like,
how do
the feds get their list?
That's a good point. Yeah, I don't know. So IRS would probably make more sense.
Because I know that here in New Hampshire, it's both voter and driver's license.
Oh.
It's not like that everywhere, I don't think. And I don't know what the federal rules are. Maybe you know. You can let us know. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up anything. I've got a story here I want to get into when we get a chance, because calls are already coming in, but Andy Greenberg over at Wired has an article called Why the Silk Road Trial Matters. We know it matters, but maybe you don't know why. We'll get into the reasons here in a moment. Dave is first with us, though, listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Well, I wanted to check in and see if you guys knew any more than I do about this apparently a Free Stater state rep voted in favor of the ban on guns in part of the state house.
Oh, okay. I think what you're talking about is that the ban that you're referring to has been overturned, and so that person voted against overturning the ban. The ban that you're referring to prohibited state representatives and others, I guess, I heard it was just state reps. But it prohibits people from bringing guns into the state house chambers here in New Hampshire. Is that right?
Yeah, my understanding is that it affects the balcony where average people would go if they actually want to see what's going on in the state house floor.
Yeah, that was also my understanding of it as well. And so what happened was, and this is one of the things I love about New Hampshire's political situation. I mean, I don't like politics very much at all, but, you know, there are things you can appreciate about New Hampshire's kind of the way things happen here. So the way things happen here in New Hampshire is frequently, like every 2 years or so, the power shifts from one political party to another. And so what will happen is, like, you know, a couple years ago, the Democrats took control, and so they passed some bad stuff. They did a couple good things, too, but they passed some bad stuff. And so now that the Republicans are in control, they're coming in, and they're undoing some of the bad stuff.
Some of their good stuff.
And they'll pass some bad stuff and some good stuff, too.
Bad stuff.
But then the Democrats will take back control in a couple more years, and they'll undo the stuff that the Republicans did. So unlike most places where every few years government just keeps getting bigger because, the parties ignore all the crap that it was done before they get into office. At least here in New Hampshire, they actually do spend time repealing legislation, and that's what they did. They actually repealed the ban on guns in the state house chambers, which only lasted for a couple of years. But we'll come back with more on this.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand.
It's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, why the Silk Road trial matters. It's kicking off on Tuesday. Presuming there's not some last-minute delay. It's already been delayed a number of times. And Ross Ulbricht, of course, has been in a jail cell the entire time, the last 13 or so months, awaiting this trial, this moment. So we'll talk more about that because some friends of the show and show hosts are going down there, which is exciting. And so we're going to actually have people in Manhattan starting tomorrow. Actually, Michelle Seven's already there. But people are going to be there. They're going to be showing up tomorrow and then on Tuesday morning do an outreach. And we'll talk more about what's actually going to happen here in a little bit and why it matters. Your calls, of course, are one of the major things that we do here is we talk to you about whatever's on your mind. And we're going to continue taking your calls here in a moment. Also, I want to remind you about how to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, and shade grown. This is great coffee. Everyone who's ever told me how they feel about it, it's been positive. They loved BuzzBox coffee. You can go try it for yourself. They think you're going to enjoy it. That's why they're giving you an entire pound. All you have to do is pay the shipping cost. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get your coffee, and then you'll be on their auto ship program, which you can cancel your subscription at any time, but they will ship you the coffee you prefer in the amount that you specify and the frequency. So how often they're going to ship it. You can customize all of that over at coffee.freetalklive.com. Plus, you're helping change people's lives for the better in really tough parts of the world, because a portion of the profits from each of these pounds are going to create microloans for people in, again, difficult parts of the world where, you know, they might need to make an investment in their business or upgrade something. Well, those are what those microloans help make possible, and that's pretty exciting. So not only do you get great coffee, but you're also helping people all around the globe. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You can learn more. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. There was news just about 5 days ago, four or five days ago, posted to freekeen.com by Daryl W. Perry, that by a vote of 228 to 149, so fairly, you know, good margin there, the New Hampshire House voted to amend the first sentence of House Rule 63 to read, quote, "No person, including members of the House, except law enforcement officers, while actively engaged in carrying out their duties as such, shall display any deadly weapon as defined in RSA, blah, 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 while in the House chamber, anterooms, cloakrooms, or any portion of the State House adjacent to the above." Let's see, that was a... wait a minute. Oh, they were amending that sentence. Okay. So after the rule was changed in 2011, Boston.com reported weapons prohibitions in the gold-domed New Hampshire State House have been debated for years. Since 1971, weapons had been barred from the House chambers, Norelli said. In 1996, a Republican majority banned weapons from the Capitol complex, including the legislative office building, and then lifted that ban in 2006. In 2009, the Democratic majority banned weapons from the complex. Technically, the ban only ever applied to state representatives, though in practice, it applied to everyone. This new rule repealed the old wording, which I believe means that no one will be prevented from concealed carrying in the State House. So the vote was largely along party lines, etc., and then he goes down a list of who actually voted in what way. But essentially, my understanding of this, Sudemo, is that now you can carry a weapon into the State House chamber. I guess the idea was that they didn't want anyone with a gun in the State House chamber because they might get angry during a debate and shoot someone. I really don't understand, because previously you could still bring a gun into the State House building. You just could not bring it into the chamber where they have their debates and that kind of thing. And that's what Dave was calling about tonight in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live. You said there was actually a Free State Project participant who's an elected state representative who voted to keep the prohibition on guns. Is that correct?
Yeah, there was a post on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance Facebook page. This gentleman said, basically, Elizabeth Edwards, why did you vote against guns, you know, or something? That's not a quote, but he basically, why did you vote against guns? And I went and looked through the whole thread to see if there might be any indication that he was wrong, you know, because someone would say, no, she didn't vote that way. But there's 29 comments, and they're all talking about her vote. So it sounds like there must be something to this concern that he had. I'm guessing she must have voted that way, but I couldn't find any other information about her vote.
So it sounds like, actually, my reading of this, I was actually a little surprised. It sounds like there's still a prohibition on open carrying in the state house chamber. Is that your understanding?
I don't know. I didn't even know there was a difference in the rule in terms of open and concealed.
Well, it says here, I mean, maybe Daryl misreported this, but he's usually pretty good at doing research on this kind of thing. It says that no person, including members of the House, shall display any deadly weapon while in these certain locations. So it sounds like you maybe previously had been prohibited from carrying any weapon, but now the prohibition is only to display it. So it did seem to have loosened the restrictions on them. Which, of course, weren't particularly strict. I mean, just to be clear, there's no metal detectors. I think that people don't realize what it's like here in New Hampshire. There's no metal detectors at all. Lots of these state houses, like Texas, apparently, there's like metal detectors you have to go through to even get inside the building.
Yeah, I was surprised when I went to Concord my first time. You just walk right in. You walk around right up into a office.
There's usually, when you're going up to watch them, if you were going to go sit in the balcony. There's usually a state trooper positioned outside of the door. That's it. He'll just shake your hand and greet you when you walk in. I mean, he's not shaking you down or patting you down or anything like that. So even though there was a prohibition on it before, it wasn't being enforced in any kind of meaningful manner. So this is more of like a symbolic vote than anything else. And so I guess the surprise is that a Free State Project participant who is an elected, she's newly elected, that she had voted to keep the previous prohibition. And from what I understand, Dave, she has yet to respond to inquiry about this. Is that correct?
I couldn't find anything on her Facebook page, and I couldn't find anything on this thread about it from her. It appeared to be about a two-day-old thread, but she may have responded somewhere else. And in fact, for all I know, this thread could be wrong. It seems very unlikely that it would go on for that long without someone saying something if it was completely inaccurate. And the other thing is that it brings up a really important issue that we should be talking about more. That is, it's almost unfortunate that I even have to mention her name, because she's probably no more guilty than the average Free Stater who's in the state house. There's probably a lot of them are voting this way on, you know, anti-liberty, at least on various issues. There was, I guess, you know, a case, I think, didn't Joel Rausch vote in favor of the minimum wage?
I don't even know who that is, but, you know, I don't know. I don't follow all the individual votes.
Joel Winters.
Most of our listeners don't know who that is. He's one of the Free Staters who was first elected. Of course, Free State Project is the idea of moving liberty-oriented people all to one place. But, you know, there's not a litmus test as far as that you have to believe one way or another on different issues. So, you know, I don't know what the explanation is, and obviously, you know, not all Free Staters think alike, and I think there's a common misconception, or I don't know how common it is, but there's a misconception out there that Free Staters are sort of this hive mind, and that they all, you know, think exactly alike on every single question. And certainly this is one that's an important question. Obviously, the right to bear arms is pretty important to liberty-oriented people in general. And I think that, you know, she probably should give at least an explanation for it. But people behave differently when they get the ring of power,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this to me is an example of, you know, they say like, oh, I'm getting the system and change things. Well, sometimes it's the system that changes you.
Yep. Dave, thanks for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You take control here. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up on Ross Ulbricht's trial, which is kicking off on Tuesday.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. Coming up, details on the Ross Ulbricht trial. It's about to kick off on Tuesday. Probably the most important case in America right now, at least that I know of. I mean, there's obviously a lot of court cases going on, but this one's pretty big. And we'll tell you why, according to Andy Greenberg over at Wired.com, why the Silk Road trial matters. And you're welcome to share your thoughts with us. With you in studio, so now you've got me, Ian.
And Adamo.
Adamo's here, courtesy of copblock.org. We're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts then. More on the Silk Road trial. We've got Alma on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Alma.
Hey, squeeze by. Oh, God.
Hey, Alma.
I'm going to quit it one day. That's what we do in the South. They call all little children sweetie pie, and you're a lot younger than I am.
Oh, that doesn't bother me. I'm from the South.
Well, bless your heart.
Yeah.
Here we go again. All right. All the world is sad and weary. You know what that is. And that is the truth. You know, why do we have to separate ourselves into groups? I listen to this comedian show every Sunday. And I got really upset. I've been upset for hours. I said, I'm getting on your show and saying this. I am sick of Yanks talking about, they specifically, he made a joke about Georgia people as a scurvy mouth. Well, maybe Yanks have scurvy mouths. They use a fluoride toothpaste, don't they? I never had a cavity in my...
The South will rise again.
Yeah, I never had a cavity in my...
What's a Yank?
Yankee.
Well, I know what she means. I was wondering what she means.
But I was saying a Yank. That's how you say it, Yank. But I never had a cavity in my head until I was 20 years old. I got married. My husband wanted to use toothpaste. I always used baking soda and salt.
And what you're saying is that after you started using toothpaste, you got
my
your first cavity.
My teeth started rotting out of my head.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
So what you're saying is this comedian, you believed he was from the north. That's why you're calling him a Yank?
Yes, I know a northern accent when I hear a northern accent. You got me. I'm from the south.
You're
a Yankee.
Well, Alma, I hope that we helped you get that off your chest.
It was insulting, and I've heard it a lot.
Well, that's what comedy is. I mean, unfortunately, there's usually somebody who's the brunt of the joke.
But they do it not only in comedy. They do it on the news. They do it everywhere.
Insulting Southerners, you mean?
Constantly.
You're saying that on the news that you feel like they're insulting Southerners? Even,
yes.
Are you talking about, like, the national news?
Oh, yes. I watch the creepy shows on Sunday. Just
stop watching television,
TV.
That's what I would say. I mean, television's terrible about stereotyping people.
And all they do is put the South down. All they do is put us down here. We're just people. We believe what we believe.
Whatever that
well,
is.
Who's they? There, you mean like media puts you down? The Hollywood?
Media puts us down. Who's behind media? Who pay you? You know, it's what I want to hear.
Daniel's not getting paid.
I don't get paid. Yeah, I just show up because I like to hear myself talk.
I want to get on there and ask them who pay you.
Ah, there you go. All my
thanks. Who owns you? I think she sees the shirt.
Thanks for the call. Hope you got that off your chest. Appreciate it. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, it's not good to just stay angry all day. You don't want to do that.
I mean, I don't get that.
If the TV, look. I don't watch television. I don't have to. I've not had television since I left my parents' house. You know that, and that was a decade and a half ago. I don't miss it. You know,
I don't miss it at all. I went to a coworker's house today and watched a football game, and I was just like in awe for like the first 45 minutes of commercials
of how
that came up.
Amazing
I was like,
they are, you know,
like amazingly dumb they are. Yeah. Like McDonald's has this string of commercials coming out right now, and it's like nothing about this commercial made me want to eat a French fry or a hamburger from there. They didn't even have them in there. They're like promoting this like love thing, and it's like. McDonald's, love it, and like it's like hearts are on the screen everywhere and stuff. It's like they're just so bad. They're just like trying to like sell you. Like they're just like, oh, we're really great and we love everything. So come here. It's not even like our burgers are the best anymore. And
yeah, it's interesting
whatever.
How you know comparing commercials across decades and seeing how things have changed. And there is an argument that they're dumbing them down. That like things are getting dumbed down. Slogans are dumber.
Well, I can get through like a half a commercial. I don't even know what they're trying to sell me yet. I'm like, come on, I got money. I want to buy something, but you're not selling me anything.
But
and
on the
like,
other hand. And
Honda.
Now, look, I speak from being fairly inexperienced. The only time I experience commercials is, like you're saying, if I'm in some place
where TV
happens to be on. So while on one hand, commercials can seem more dumbed down, like slogans, I'm loving it, or whatever, like are more simplified and kind of dumb than ever. But at the same time, some of the commercials are technically brilliant. I mean, the cinematography, the animation, they're very, very persuasive. They look like Hollywood-level kind of quality.
Sure,
and then,
the people that are working on them are doing high-quality work.
And, you know, like, take the Old Spice commercials where there's the black guy and he's, you know, going through all kinds of different scenes and crazies. For one moment, he's on a bike and then he's in a pool. And then, you know, it's just so amazing. Like, some of them are just mind-numbingly great in some ways.
Sure.
At the same time. So
it all depends on where they went. You can tell like the good companies and the bad companies, I think. Even like in the Old Spice example, like at least then I knew they were trying to sell me deodorant. And they were like trying to tell me that like ours is the best because you can do all this stuff. But like McDonald's are just like,
oh, peace and love and everything about us is awesome because we're awesome and da-da-da-da-da. They don't even say, like, wow. We got cheeseburgers and stuff. Like,
where's
like,
the beef?
Like, if you were an alien just dropped here on this planet today and you watched these McDonald's commercials, you'd have no idea what you were going to get when you went there. You'd be like, I thought I was going to find happiness, and all you guys have are happy meals. So,
I mean, look, if you're watching TV, Alma or anybody else who watches this thing, and you find yourself feeling upset, same thing for talk radio. You know, if you're listening to these shows that are upsetting to you, and, you know, your heart rate's picking up, and your pulse is going fast, and you're all upset, and you're telling everybody how upset you are, just turn it off. Don't watch. Don't listen. I mean, there's stuff out there. So much media now. You know, it's not like before where you could only watch Fox or NBC or something like that. Now there's hundreds of channels. There's thousands of channels on the internet, more than you can possibly ever listen to in a lifetime. There's no reason why you can't find something that's enjoyable to listen to or watch these days.
Sure. And if you want that stuff or you still need, because like sometimes it's good to be in the know because sure. You're going to have conversations like this or other people watch that stuff, you can still get it off the internet. You know, there's going to be, if Bill O'Reilly says something amazing, I'm sure there'll be a YouTube clip of it. You can check it out.
One clip where he dropped the F-bomb.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We'll do it live.
Well, F it, do it live.
Right.
That's a pretty good clip.
So, yeah, you can always get those clips still if need be, and so no need to have the cable TV.
Yeah, I totally agree. And plus, you can save a lot of money, too. Like, if you cancel your cable, we touched on this a few weeks ago on the show, cord cutters, as they're called. People who, you know, they've grown up with cable television, they've had cable television as adults, and then something inspires them to stop it. And they cut the cords, so to speak, and they cancel their cable subscription. They might continue with an internet subscription, but canceling the cable subscription, canceling broadcast 24-hour live stream kind of cable television is a huge boon to somebody. You get hours back of your life that you probably, you know, didn't realize you were losing because the average American spends quite a few hours, you know, watching television every single week. So you get those hours back. Now, you know, if you just go and spend those hours on Facebook scrolling, that's obviously not that
sure,
much
or
better.
Or replace it with Netflix.
But, you know, you could still argue that Facebook is a little better because then at least you have the chance of interacting with other people you know. That's not happening on television, I guess. But still, you get your time back. What you choose to do with that is up to you.
Yeah.
And you get, what, $100 a month? I mean, cable television is not cheap.
I don't even have any idea what it costs. It's been so long since I've paid for it.
Well, I mean, if you want to have the channels, like, you know, the Comedy Centrals and Showtime or HBO and that kind of thing, you're probably looking at more than $100, $70, $80, $120 a month, somewhere in that range. It's not hard to spend $100 a month on just cable television subscriptions. So that's $1,200 a year.
But that's only $3 a day. I was trying to sell it to you.
Yeah, I mean, again, if you enjoy it, then stick with it. But if it's upsetting you, why bother?
All right.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got the story on the Silk Road. That's on the way tonight. Plus, if we get the chance, there's crazy news in Venezuela. Like, we've covered here and there how insane Venezuela is, and now there's the military is stationed outside of grocery stores. We'll explain why. 855, 450-FREE. But coming first, the Silk Road case, why it matters. We'll talk about that. And, of course, you can bring up anything you'd like at 855, 450-FREE. Take control here on Free Talk Live or join us via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're here live. It's Sunday, and you can take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor in every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true.
true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. You can take control here toll free. Coming up, Ross Ulbricht's trial kicks off Tuesday. Why does it matter? Andy Greenberg has some claims that he'll be making over at Wired.com. We'll share those with you as we continue here. You can bring up anything that you'd like. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like Free Talk Live, one of the things you can do to support the show is shop with us. What you do is you go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and from that point forward, whatever you buy, Free Talk Live gets a cut up. Now, you have to do it every time you go to Amazon. So one of the ways you can short-circuit the process, take out a couple steps, is go to shop.freetalklive.com, pick the Amazon that's right for you. So if you're in the U.S., pick Amazon U.S., and then as soon as you land on the Amazon site, on the landing page, that front page,
bookmark it.
And then just go back to that bookmark every time you got shopping to do. It helps Free Talk Live out a lot, and you get the same great Amazon deals and service and selection and reviews and everything you're used to. Let's go to your calls and thoughts before we continue on Ross Ulbricht. Randy is in Tennessee. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian. How are you doing tonight?
Randy, is this Randy Randall Stroud?
This would be him.
Hey, welcome to the program. We were talking about you on Thursday night, and I understand that that word got to you, and you had something you wanted to clear up.
Yeah, I do have a website for people that
may or may not know about it. It's called SovereignTactics.org. But the name in and of itself is actually just a coincidence. The word sovereign, I'm not associated with the sovereign citizen movement. And actually, I love the guy that called in claiming that if you cite UCC 1-308 on your ticket, that it'll be somehow discharged. And he was trying to explain to you that if you write this magic code on these tickets, then everything would just disappear. And then you brilliantly shut them down, and I greatly appreciate that, because there are so many gurus on YouTube that will just tell people, hey, if you just cite this UCC code or if you just cite this Supreme Court case, then suddenly the government will just leave you alone. But it's total nonsense. And in this sovereign citizen movement, there's a lot of guys, some really big names like Dean Clifford. This guy, he pulls in thousands of dollars for seminars and, you know, different educational tools that he offers.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it is really just complete nonsense, because they're being robbed by this system, and then they're claiming that if you use that same system, you can somehow defeat the people that are trying to kill you and extort you.
Well, the biggest misinformation out there, one of the biggest problems with these gurus, these courtroom gurus who claim to know all these secret methods to get in and out, you know, to get out of trouble or whatever, is that, you know, they never actually have the proof. They never they never really have any kind of evidence of their
claims. I've never seen like a YouTube video of them in court pulling this off.
No.
It should be done by now, right?
And you know, you mentioned the Dean Clifford guy. I've actually heard of him. Jay Noon, who's one of the activists up this way, who I gave Jay credit, because he's actually someone who talks about this stuff and tries to put it into effect, and he's lost his house over it, unfortunately, because the thing that's most important, I think, this is what I wanted to say, that the guys who believe in these, for lack of a better term, conspiracy theories, because they're not proven, the guys who believe and advocate this stuff, where was I going to go with that? I'm sorry. So, there's all these proofs out there. Yeah, well, there's the proof aspect, and they're getting people into some pretty serious situations with the court, and of course, they're not held liable for it, right? Because they're not practicing law or anything like that. They're just giving people advice, and in many cases, charging people, hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for this guru information that's supposed to save them from all these tickets. And ultimately, what happens is the state never follows their own rules anyway, and that's sort of what a lot of this is predicated upon. Like, some of these guys will do hundreds of hours of research and believe they know the system like the back of their hand because they put so much time in, and it's true. They are certainly more knowledgeable than the average person about what the rules of the system are. But the thing is, they don't follow their own rules, and a lot of people, you don't learn that until you are actually in court, and then you find out that, oh, crap, they're ignoring their own rules that I thought I could hold them to, but by the time you come to that realization, you've already been charged with contempt of court, and you're probably in
jail. Yeah.
But Randy, what's your experience been?
It's funny that you mentioned that, because you were talking about, you know, my YouTube channel, and you were saying, well, I've seen a lot of videos, and Randy just doing a lot of talking, and that is true. Most of my videos is me in front of a camera just, you know, talking about my experiences, but I do have some footage being in the Traffic Violations Bureau. But actually being in front of the judge, I don't have any footage of that, because it's simply not allowed, and you'll be thrown out. But I do have other supportive evidence of me being successful, if you wouldn't even call it successful. But from my experience, any type of success or dismissals that you do have, it's less based on the law, and it's more based on cost-benefit analysis. You know, I've worked on and off.
I was saying, because, like, you know, if somebody wins in court, it may just because they didn't want to deal with you, that they knew you'd be too much trouble, that you're a hard target, that kind of thing, and that there's no consistency, that none of the people with these theories can prove their theories in any first of all, they never bothered to prove them at all, most of them, and secondly, they certainly wouldn't be able to prove that they work consistently. So even if somebody could come up with one video where it shows them having a judge storm out of court and, you know, drop the charge, that doesn't show that the same thing would happen the second time. So, Randy, tell me something about, you know, you, because like I said on the air, I don't know a whole lot about you. You and I, we've exchanged a few words on Facebook here and there, and that's why I gave you credit as somebody who seems to be an advocate of, you know, some tactics that I'm not really familiar with, but at least you put it into play. A lot of these guys just talk about it, and they try to convince people. What are you advocating that's different from, you know, the standard court theory guru? Just kind of give me your pitch, you know, your elevator pitch.
Well, I've worked on and off as a paralegal for the last couple of years, so I do know the procedure and the systems pretty well, and I'll go ahead and say this. Even though I don't have any video evidence of me actually being in front of a judge, you'll just have to take my word for it. But for any cases that I have dismissed, and I've actually lost cases too, how many gurus are going to admit that? Like, yeah, mm-hmm. Randy Stroud has lost a lot of cases too. But for the cases that I have had dismissed, the judge never even talked to me most of the time in those cases. It was the DA who actually dismissed it, and then was like, no, you know, we're not going to, you know, deal with this. This is too much. But
give me one example of a success story.
Well, I actually wrote a very detailed article about the last time I was in court, which was back in late September. Got pulled over for not having a license, and I went in there, and I was just flooding their offices with all kinds of, you know, paperwork and just really giving them a headache. And then once I got to the courtroom, all of the monitors that were displaying, you know, the courtrooms, you know, telling, you know, different people where to go, having all their last names listed, their whole computer system was, you know, shut down. So I get to court, and I'm actually like 10 or 15 minutes late, and I'm like sweating bullets, like, oh, no. And I get in there, and then the whole system is just down. I'm like, okay, this is weird, but maybe it's my lucky day. And then I get into the courtroom, and then the judge assigned to my case is on vacation. I'm like, okay, another weird incident. And then they have a new judge come in, and then they did all this trickery where they were changing around courtrooms, and they were dividing people. And it was very strange because there was like something around like 326 cases on the docket that day. And almost Jeez. All of them were for driver's licenses. And they called me up there three times and kept asking me, do you have an attorney with you today? And this was my second time going to court for this particular case. And each time they kept recessing it. But this last time, they kept calling me up and they kept asking me if I had an attorney. And I said, no. And they said, well, are you going to defend yourself? I said, yes. You know, I plan to go forward with this. I have some documents that I'd like to, you know, discuss. And eventually, the last time that they called me up, the DA, she called me up for the third time, and she just said, well, it won't be necessary because your case has been dismissed. I didn't ask any further questions. I walked out of that room. I wanted out of there. But something talked to me in the back of my head. I said, you know what? That's not good enough. I want to know precisely why this was dropped. So I walked back into the courtroom like an idiot and walked up to the DA and said, I want to know why my case was dismissed. You know, I've been in court twice already over this particular case, and you've been threatening me with 6 months of jail time for a driver's license. Now you're suddenly, oh, no, it's not necessary. We're just going to drop it. What happened? And she said, well, we can try you again if you really want to go to jail, Mr. Stroud. And then the bailiff came, and I was like, okay, I'll leave. That's fine.
Hey, Randy, can you hang on? Because I'd like to, you know, kind of get a little more from you and have you explain sort of where you're coming from with how you do things in court. And
yeah,
then
definitely.
Talk about, yeah, where you're going from here. So hang on. More with Randall Stroud from SovereignTactics. Was it .org, Randy?
That is correct.
All right, stand by. More coming up on Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.